Okay, today is Daf Mem Tes. We're on Mem Ches Amid Beis, five lines from the bottom where it says Amar. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Zu Divrei Rav Shimon. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, the whole day is going to be Rav and Shmuel. So Rav said that that's... Take that back. Rav said... Shmuel's coming later. Rav said that everything we said yesterday is the machlokes, is the opinion of Rav Shimon. Avo chachamim omrim, but the chachamim say, reshut achas mishameshes l'shtei reshuyos, avo lo reshuyos mishameshes l'reshut achas. What does that mean? That means, what did we say yesterday? What did Rav Shimon say? The Mishnah said, that Rav Shimon said, if there are three chatzeros, A, B, and C, and A makes an erev with B, and C makes an erev with B, A and B can walk carry back and forth, B and C can carry back and forth, but A and C cannot. Right? That's what we said yesterday. Says Rav, that's all Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said that. The Chacham argue, right? The Chachamim argue, according to Rav Shimon, the middle chatzer can use both outer chatzers. The middle one, B, can use both A and both C. According to the Chachamim, they cannot. Only A and C can carry into B. B cannot carry into A or C. According to the Chachamim. Right? Let's see Rashi. It's a long Rashi here, but Rashi. The ain beis reshuyos l'mishameshes l'reshus achas, says Rashi. The kivon de shtei chitzonios, the two outer ones, lo irvu yachad, lasos reshus achas, el reshuyos chalukotein. Right? A made one with B, and C made one with B. So really, how many errors are made here? Two. Ein koach be'emtzios, the middle one does not have the power, lihishtamesh, to carry, to walk, to use, lo bezu, velo bezu. The middle one can't use either one. Why not? Why not? Says Rashi, dizu moshchasa lekan, vizu moshchasa lekan. Because B can go to A, and B can go to C. Therefore, Ushne diurin lo yahavinan le. Nobody, this is the principle that's going to govern the whole day. You can't have two houses. You can't live in two places. You can't live in two places. Vidumya, ki'ilu haya mehach chatzer hachitzona, shelo irva bahadi idach hachitzona, va'osarta. It's as if the outer one didn't make an erev with the other outer one, and asur is the middle one from using the outer one. Why that should be, I'm not sure. V'chei nami, ki azla le'idach chatzer de'irva nami bahada osarta idach hachitzona. So to the other one, asur is the other one. In other words, the bottom line is, the outer ones can use the middle one can't use either one. Okay? But if they make one big erev, well, three of them, that's not an issue. Okay? Says Rav, Rav Shimon doesn't hold from this issue, but the Chachamim do. Rav Shimon says this whole Rashi is not an issue. This whole issue is not an issue, and you can use both. The Chachamim say you can't. Now, that's what Rav said. Ki amrisa kameh de Shmuel. When I told this over to Shmuel, right? Rav Yehuda says that. When I told this over to Shmuel, Amali, he said, Af zu divrei Rav Shimon. Now, even Rav Shimon said you can't do that. Even Rav Shimon would agree that if the A makes an erev with B, and B makes an erev with C, B is stuck. B cannot go either direction. Even Rav Shimon would agree with that. Asked Rashi, but the Mishnah said that Rav Shimon doesn't hold like that. Right? The Mishnah said, if you look at the Mishnah, what did the Mishnah say? Go back to this Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, the Mishnah said if you have three people, he's talking about people, A, B, and C. A makes A is in the B's tchum, and B's in C's tchum. Right, what did the Mishnah say? Hu mutter imahen, vehein mutarin imo. He's muttering them, and they're muttering his. Now he's saying, no, they're muttering in the middle, but the middle one's not muttering in the end. Rav Shimon, Mishnah says it's not like that. Right? Rav Shimon, what's this like? It's like three chatzers. Right? Heim, he muteres imahen, the middle one's muttering them, vehein muteres ima, and the ends are muttering in the middle one, but the two ends are not muttering with each other. That's Rashi, what's Shmuel talking about? Okay, I'm not sure what the answer is. Rashi says, the last white line, the kashali, hatnam b'masnisen, it says straight out in the Mishnah, he muteres imahen. Right? It says straight out, v'od ma'af. What does it mean, af? Af from Shimon. Rav Shimon was one went first. What do you mean, af Rav Shimon? Also Rav Shimon. So, haki mi, b'ayla l'meimar zu divar Rav Shimon, af mash mi detarvayu shari. I don't know what that means. Anyway, back to the Gemara, first line. Aval chachamim omrim, but the chachamim say, shloshtan asuros. All three are asur.
So this doesn't do anything.
Huh?
So what is it accomplish?
Nothing. Exactly, it accomplishes nothing. According to Shmuel. In the Rabbanon, according to Shmuel, in Reb Shimon, Reb Shmuel is much more machmer. Rav said, I'm not touching Reb Shimon. Shimon, it's all good. The Chachamim comes along and says, according to the Chachamim, the middle one's stuck. Says Shmuel, that's Reb Shimon held that. The Chacham held all no good. Right? Tanya Kavase Rav Yehuda Aliba de Shmuel. We have a brisa actually that says Shmuel's right. Why? Amar Reb Shimon, Lamaha Davar Doma. What's this like? L'shalosh chateros, ha'psuchos zu l'zu, u'psuchos l'rishus harabim. So far, just like the Mishnah. Irvu shtayim imam tzayos, if the two outer ones make erv with the middle one, zu mevi l'toch beisa, A makes one with B, C makes one with B. So A can carry from its house to the middle one, v'ocheles, and eat there, zu mevi l'toch beisa v'ocheles, C can bring to the middle one and eat there. Zumachazeres mosaral toch beisa. Zumachazeres mosaral toch beisa. And they can bring the leftovers back to their houses. Avachacham omim shloshtan asuros. The chachamim say all three are asur. And I think Rashi points out the raya is the brisa never says. Reb Shimon here never says that the middle one can carry to either side. Only the outer ones can bring to the middle. The middle one, they can't carry it all. Why? Because they're making an erev with two different entities, they're stuck. The Chacham hold in this brisa, they're totally stuck. Right? So what do you see? There's a brisa that supports Shmuel. Vaz Shmuel Taimei. Shmuel is actually consistent with his own shita. The Amar, Shmuel. Okay, this is a very hard case. Chatzer Shebein Shnei Muvot. Okay, did you have a picture of it in the article? Is there a picture of it? There is a picture, right? Good, that's going to help that picture. This is an unusual case. Normally you have the other way around. Normally, there are two chatzers with a mavui in the middle. Here, it's the opposite. It is a chatzer in the middle and two mavuis on the outer ends. Now, what's going on here is there are really three eruvs going on. Why? Because in order for a mavui, in order for the b'nei mavui to carry in the mavui, right? What do they have to do?
Lefty.
What?
Lefty.
That'll allow them to carry in the mavui, right? But a mavui is made up of chatzers. The chatzers open out into the mavui. So how are those chatzers going to be able to carry? Midrabanan, you're not allowed to carry from my chatzer to your chatzer. Have to make an Eruv. Right? Then you left in the car. Forget that. We're not even going to talk about that. So, Mavui number one, Mavui A, on the right side, on one end, needs an Eruv. The third one needs an Eruv. Same thing. It's a mavli. What about the middle one? Right. So the chatzur is comprised of houses.
Yeah.
So they also have to make an eruv.
What? So carrying the chatzur.
Yeah. Yeah. Jointly owned. Sure. So there are three eruvs going on here.
Why is an eruv by a mavli? I don't get the eruv. You never had an eruv by a mavli.
There's not an eruv by a mavli. There's an eruv of the chatzurs that make up the mavli. Just like the middle one needs an eruv. So those chatzers have to combine somehow.
See, I thought this is right also. We don't need the eruv in the mavli. If the chatzers have the eruv array, the mavli by definition is you're allowed to use.
Correct. So correct. You have to put a lechi there.
Fine.
So you have to make an eruv though. You have to combine the bread. You need bread. You have to go to the chatzers. Right?
No, the chatzers don't the chatzers stay individual.
Yes.
You have four chatzers.
Four chatzers. Right.
Chatzer A has one, chatzer B has one, chatzer C has one, chatzer D has one.
Correct.
Automatically, the mavli works.
Fine, but they need eruv.
As long as those will have.
Good. Fine. I agree with you. That's that one end. The other side, the same story.
Correct.
And the middle one also needs an eruv. What is the middle? The middle place is a chatzer. So they need an eruv with each other.
Of course.
Four houses there.
Of course.
Fine. So something with three eruvs going on. There's three issues going on. Mother number one?
Yeah, there can be 30 of them.
Correct. So we're going to okay, fine. We're all on the same page so far.
There's mothers, and then there's chatzer. So you're saying there's three
eruv.
No.
The book she has two chatzeros at each end.
How many chatzers are in each end is irrelevant. The point is it's a mavli. A mavli can be made up of two chatzers or 1,000 chatzers.
Yeah,
doesn't make a difference.
Each chatzer needs a mavli.
Each chatzer needs an eruv. Right?
Each chatzer
needs an eruv.
I think we're all saying the same thing.
The point is, there are at least three different eruvs that are going on here. One chatzer of one mavli on one end. Let's say there's only one chatzer, to be easy. One over there, one on the other end, and the chatzer in the middle. Three eruvs going on. Right? Okay. So, chatzer shebein shnei muvos. Okay? Irva im shnei asura im shnehem. Says Rav Shmuel, let's say the middle chatzer makes an eruv with both sides, both outer sides. If the middle chatzer does that, the middle chatzer can't carry anywhere. It's exactly the same thing as our case before of A, B, and C. Because you can't have two residences. So if the middle chatzer makes an eruv with both ends, then those people are stuck. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I don't know why they would do that.
I don't know why they would do it either. Because I'll tell you why it would happen. What happened was that the one end said, oh, make an eruv with us so we can carry in here. And the other side said, oh, make an eruv with us so we can carry in here. This is where the shul is.
But you don't need to.
This is where the rabbi is.
But what? That's not
so look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi,
with everybody in the chatzer, the other chatzer does with everybody in their chatzer. By definition, the mavli works.
Yeah. No, Shmuel, the Rashi doesn't say anything over here. Rashi just says, "Irva im shnehem, asura im shnehem." Says Rashi, "I feel the Rav Shimon. Even if Shimon would agree to that." V'hainu Shmuel taimei. Shmuel's consistent. D'amar Shmuel. Halacha kedivi hamekel be'eruv. I hold the most mekel shita. Who's the most? Nobody agreed. Nobody allows this. According to Shmuel, nobody allowed this. That's what we said in the Mishnah. Shmuel said nobody agrees to this. Ve'i havi shari Reb Shimon b'ha lo havi amar Shmuel asur Reb Shem. If Reb Shimon would not have a problem with this, Shmuel wouldn't have a problem with it either. Right. So there's no Tana out there that allows this, which is why Shmuel was machmir. Now what's the case? Right? So, we're going to learn there's such a thing, you can make an eruv between a mavoi as one entity and a chatzer as one entity. That's what you can do. Without that, you can't. So, we're going to talk about it in a minute. Let's say you have this chatzer here. And this chatzer, the people in this chatzer, used both mavois. So the Mavoi, which is comprised of Chatzers, as one entity, makes an Erev with the Chatzer, the middle Chatzer, as one entity. And the other side did the same thing. So how many Erevs is that? Two. Mavoi number one with the Chatzer, Mavoi number two with the Chatzer. Therefore, the people inside the Chatzer are stuck. Why are they stuck? Because they have two residences. They made two Erevs. That's how we started off this ride. That's how I read that first Rashi. You can't have two residences, and therefore you're stuck. Says Shmuel, even Reb Shimon, the big Mikkel, the one who said that if A, B, and C are next to each other, A can go into B, and C can go into B. That's all good. But B can't go out. So in this case, it's the exact same thing. The outer people are allowed to use the chatzer. But the chatzer people can't move at all. They're stuck.
That makes absolutely no sense.
Gets harder.
I wonder,
yeah?
The logistics make sense.
The svara doesn't make any sense.
Exactly.
Right, right. So we're going to flesh it out a little bit. Listen to this one. Lo erev im shnehem. What if you didn't make an erev with both of them? What if the middle chatzer only made an erev with one side? Lo irva im shnehem, right? The middle chatzer didn't make an erev with anybody. Oseres al shnehem. Both mavois now can't carry into the chatzer. Says Rashi, Oseres al shnehem. Milahotzi michetzro sehen lemavoi. Right? They can't carry from the chatzers into the mavoi. Ukigon. Sheragila kol yemot hachol. It was the common during the week. Everyone did this. Lahotzi lates olavo b'shnehen derech psicha. They would always. It was a common use over here. Busy streets, busy people. Drisas haregel sheyesh la os rasan kedem afarish. Use during the week will create a problem on Shabbos. The fact that we use these entrances during the week makes it a big problem on Shabbos. Kedem afarech, like we're going to say in a minute. Di lo havlu regila ela b'chad lo osra a'idach. If nobody used that side, for whatever reason, and there was a haunted house and nobody went over there that side, or the person there was mean, threw stuff at you when you walked by, nobody ever used that side. But it's not awesome. Why? Nobody ever used it. Use ruins it. You hear this? Afagav di regila im shnehem zui takanasa. Right? Therefore, since the middle chatzer used both ends, ma'areves im ha'echad, so when you only make an erev on one side, goli daita shenestalkam in ha'acher, umutra ha'acher la'atzmo. You know what? I shouldn't have read that part yet. So back to the Gemara. Lo erev im shnehen, if the middle chatzer didn't make an erev with either side, Oseres al shnehen. Right? The middle one can't use either end. The middle one's stuck. The middle one didn't make, this is that's Aleph Beis of Erev. The middle one didn't make an Erev with either Mavoi, then the people in the middle one can't carry into either Mavoi. That's clear. Right? That's not a chiddush at all. Haisa be'echad regila be'echad eina regila. Let's say Mavoi number one, they always used the people in the Chatzar. Mavoi number two, they never used. Right? It was mean people, they never went over there. Right? I said, Echad Regila, Echad Sheena Regila. Ze Regila Bo, Asur. Ze Sheena Regila Bo, Mutter.
That's if they don't make an Erev with that one.
What?
What? Otherwise, never.
Right.
Right.
Correct. So they didn't make an Erev. They didn't make an Erev. Then they can use the one they never use. Why? Because they never use it during the week. They never use it during the week. So it's as if it's not there. So the fact that they didn't make an Erev is no harm at all, and therefore they could use it. Okay? Now comes the real hard one. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Erva im she'ena regila bo. Let's say they made an Erev with the side they never use. Hutter regila la'atmo. Now, the other side The one that they always use is mutter for themselves. What does that mean, for themselves? I think it means in their own mavui. Right?
No, so it becomes mutter without an eruv without.
Only in that mavui.
That one that they don't use.
The one that they do use. Irvo im she'ein or regilavo. If you made an eruv with the one you don't use,
then they matter the
regilah, the atmo. The other side, the one that they always use, why they didn't make an eruv with them, I don't know. They didn't do anything. Those people are mutter, they can carry in their own mavui without an eruv over here with the chatzar. Why?
I have no idea.
What?
What?
Why can they? Why wouldn't they be able to?
They didn't make an eruv with them.
They're carrying in their own mavui. They're not
No,
they always use it. What? Again, the middle place is the chatzar. How did they get out into the street? They always went to that mavui. Those people were nice and smiley. They didn't go to the other side. They were mean. For some reason, they have a thing in their head. They're going to make an eruv of this Shabbos with the mean people, which they never go that way. They never go in that direction. So now the other people, the smiley people, the nice people, and the other mavui, they were allowed to carry in their own mavui, even though there's no eruv with the chatzar.
Right, but the chatzar people can't. The middle people can't go there.
Correct. What's going on over here? What's going on is as follows: since the bnei chatzar, this middle chatzar, made an eruv with the mean people, they demonstrate they're not interested in the smiley people. It's as if they have nothing to do with those people.
So they didn't make an eruv.
It helps them. Now they can carry in there without the eruv of the chatzar ruining their eruv. So good? Okay. V'yomar Rabba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Shmuel. Im irev, listen to this. Im irev rogel la'atzmo. If the mavui that was commonly used made an eruv among themselves, right? They made an eruv among themselves. V'zeshe ena regilabo lo irev. And the mavui that was not used did not make an eruv among themselves. V'hi atzma lo irva. And the middle chatzar did not make an eruv among themselves. Right? What happened just now? How is the middle chatzar getting in and out of anywhere? They're stuck. Says the Gemara, Dochenosa etel she'ena regilabo. Right? We forced them. Again, for the side that's not normally used, because they're just being mean for no reason. That's like Mina Sedom, and we don't allow that. What's going on here? Says Rashi. Which Rashi is it? No, Rashi doesn't say anything. The eruv on the one that was never used, the one that was not used, didn't make an eruv. Since they didn't make an eruv, the right halacha should be there's no carrying between them and the chatzar. There's no eruv. Can't carry from mavu to chatzar. There's no eruv. However, what do we do? Yes, I'm not sure. What do you do now? What does this mean? Dochen also etzel she'ein regila. We force the people in the chatzar to only use the entrance that doesn't have the eruv. I think that's what it means. What does it say there in the article?
No, which is not accustomed to use.
Correct. What, say it again. What does it mean?
We divert the middle chatzar. Mavui, which is not accustomed to use.
Right. We make them go out only from the mavui.
Right.
What?
In order to disassociate from its regular mavui.
Exactly. Why? Because the regular mavui didn't make an eruv with them.
Exactly.
So they can't, for sure can't carry over there. They made their own Erev. By making their own Erev and not including the Chatzar, it was telling them, we don't want you. So therefore, the only way the Chatzar people can get out, right, to get to Shul, is just to go through the other Mavli. There's no Erev there either. But they didn't make an Erev among themselves. So what's, there's no issue.
It's better, actually.
It's better, right. We forced them to go out that way, so otherwise it's Mina Sodom. That was very hard. That was very hard.
Yeah, I'm going through the first 20 plot. All we're talking about is Mavli. There was no mention of Erev.
I know. I know. We're going to get to that. I don't know why the Gemara goes in out of order. We're going to get to that case. Right.
How does that work?
So I believe there's such a thing as Eruvei Chetzeros.
Yeah, for sure.
And Shitufei Muvos, which is each Chasa has to combine to give a Mavli carrying rights. We only spoke about the other part of it, which was a Lechi or a Korah.
Wouldn't it make more sense, I think?
I'll explain.
Yeah, it would have made more sense to do both of together.
The Gemara does very, very often. They explain the mechanics of how it's done before explaining who gets done to. You read about the...
I know that, man.
That's what Gemara does it very often.
I know.
You read about Kriya Shema, you don't have to say Kriya Shema.
So we need Lechi Korah and you're done.
Right.
Say, well, now you need an Arab with each Chet.
Right.
That's right. The style of Gemara.
Right, we're gonna get to that. It's a good point. You're saying true, and you're also saying true. That's the style. Okay, now the next Gemara is not so hard.
So wait a second. So one side that they used, they made their error.
Yeah.
The other side that they don't use, they didn't make an error.
And therefore,
they
you can
didn't make, and it, this thing didn't make an error with either end.
Correct.
So what are they saying with them?
So we said by the fact that one mavli we made an error,
yeah,
didn't include this chatzar,
yeah,
was telling you people can go jump in the lake.
Okay.
We spoiled it for them. Can't go out, they can't use that side now. You made an Erev, we didn't include them.
Right, okay. So then
so the other side didn't make an Erev, and the Amir Chatzah didn't make an Erev. So use that side.
Oh, so we're saying.
And if you don't do that, it's like, I mean, it's just rishus.
No, so you don't need an Erev, he's saying.
Right.
You don't need an Erev.
I'm not sure, yeah, you don't need an Erev. It seems like you don't need an Erev.
If you don't make an Erev, then you can walk there. What do you need an Erev for?
Okay, next. Amar of Yehuda, right, making an Erev makes it worse.
Why would you make an
error? I don't know. It's a good question. I have to told you, this is not easy Gemara. So think about it much slower. Okay, next. Hamakbet alei ruvo, ein iruv eruv. If someone says, yeah, I'll give bread, but nobody can eat it. Hamakbet, I don't want anyone touching that. But I'll participate. So what kind of eruv is that? Mashmo, eruv shmo. By definition, eruv means adjoining. You can't join or not join. Right? V'chanina omar, iruv eruv. It is an Erev. Ella Shanikra Me'anche Vardina. Okay, so everyone knows this guy's a difficult person. He's like a very, very machbid person. Nothing ever is easy with this guy. But the Erev's still a good Erev. Lamaisa, he gave the bread. Even though he told you can't touch it. If you divide the Erev, it's not an Erev. We'll put half in this thing, and half we'll send over there. That's not an Erev. Kiman ki beishamai. What, tell me that this is an opinion of Beishamai. The Tanya, Chamisha Shagav, what's a Ruvan? Five people collect an Erev. They collect food from all five people. And they put it in two different Kalim. What kind of Erev is that? Why are you putting it in two Kalim? So Beishamai Omer, Mein Eruv Erev. Beishil Omer, Mein Eruv Erev. Beishil says, what's the difference? So it goes, Nafil Teyam Beishil. Beishil even would agree. You can't. When can you split an Erev? When can't you? Ad Kan Lo Karim Beishil Hasam El Demali of Laman of Aiter. Yeah, you know when you can use two Kalim? When the first Kalim is too small. Then you can use two Kalim. But if you divide an Erev L'chadchila and it's not too small, that's not good Erev. Then he would agree with Beishamai. Now, Tarti Lamali, why do I need two statements? One was that if a guy's machbid and one was if they split it. It's really the same issue. So Gemara is not the same issue at all. Trichi. Tiyashmin and Hasam who the machbid. Who the cuppet? That guy's machbid. Aval hacha emelo. What's the problem? He put in two kalims. It's a big deal, right? I understand the guy's machbid. What kind of erev is that? The guy says I don't want an erev. He hates my bread, but you can't touch it. What kind of erev is that? So you put it in two kalims. It's a big deal. He put in two kalim. V'yishmein hacha mishum de palge. Yeah, but going at it miflag. Mishum palge miflag. You went out of your way to put it in two kalim. So what kind of joining is that, right? Aval hasam emelo. But if the guy's machbid, I was okay, so he's machbid, big deal. So you have both cases to tell you that they're both no good. Amalei Rav Ava Rav Yehuda, Bebei Ma'atzarta, Rav Ava said to Rav Yehuda at the wine press of the Bebei Rav Zakai. Miyamar Shmuel Hacholak gets Ruba Eino Erev. Does Shmuel really say that? If you split an Erev, it's not good. Bamar Shmuel. Bias Sheminichin Bo Erev. So what happened? All the houses join together and they leave it in one house. So that house, I'll hold the Erev in my house. I'll keep it in my house the whole week, the whole year. I don't have little kids. It's not going to be getting eaten. Nothing's going to happen to it. I'll hold it. So that guy, Eino Tzarech Mitin Hatzapas. He doesn't have to participate.
He's his house.
So why not? My time, or why not? La Mishum Da Amar, the Kivan De Manach, Pesala, Kiman Munach, Hachadami. But the guy's got other bread somewhere, but the guy doesn't have any food in his house. So we're going to say the four of them brought food over, and he has food in a different part of the house. And it combines. So what do you see? Doesn't have to be in one kli to combine. Hachanami, Kivan De Munach, Pesala, Kiman De Munach, Hachadami. Whether or not it's one, two kalim, it makes no difference. So what do you see? Shmuel holds, it combines. Shmuel says, no, even if the guy doesn't have any bread, he's letting them use his house. He doesn't have to participate. My time, the kula hachadayru, they all are here. By giving up your house, letting go in your house, that's enough. Okay? Amar Shmuel, Eruv Mishum Kinyan. How does an Eruv work? It works as a Kinyan, says Rashi. The Eruv, it's like all the way on the bottom over there. Shehum Etzarfan, Taima Mishum Kinyan. The joining is like a Kinyan. Shemakne Lahu Balabayas Rishuso. The Balabayas gives up his Rishus. Vinimtu Kulam Balabayas Zeh Sher Eruv Munachbo. All the other people of the Chatzar. It's as if they got a Kinyan in that house. And everyone can use the Chatzar. It's like one location. Okay? That's the first shot. Now, says the Gemara of Imtam and Benema in Konan Mema. So why can't you use money? Why do you have to use bread? If the whole thing is a Kinyan, I'm buying your house. Why can't I give you money? Says the Gemara, unbelievable. Who has money on Erev Shabbos? Money lying around. Says Tosvos, the second to last Tosvos. Why can't you use a book or a talis? Ubishar Dvarim Nami Ein Ma'arv and Ruvich Hatzeros. You can't use anything else. Ela Pas. You can only use Pas. Why? The Shchiach Tfei. It's the most common thing in a house. Food is the most common thing in a house. The Gavi Shituf. The Gavi Shituf Hikilu. By a sheet of muvot, they will make il shelo truch pas. They don't eat pas. B'shari b'shari dvarim b'shichi ksas. And they let them use other food. Avo ma lo shichi klal lo. Money, nobody ever has money lying around. Money's never good. You hear that? Now, hecha de iruv mihu likni, says the Gemara. Fine. So we don't want you to use bread. We don't want you to use something else. Because it's not lying around. And what if I used it? What if I used it? I gave the guy my talus. I had lying around. I gave him my shirt.
Even money.
So the Gemara says, no. Gzeira. Shema Yomru Ma Iker. Because people are going to get confused. They'll think the money's the main thing. Vizimnan Delo Shkiach Ma. You're not going to have the money lying around. Velo Asi Leruve Bepas. You're not going to use bread. Why are you not gezunt? Why are you not going to use bread? Because you're going to think it's not allowed. Va'asi eruv le'ikil kulei. And the Erev is going to come to you makalkel. What does that mean to you makalkel? Rashi says, you're not going to know about halachas of Erev. You're going to always think to yourself, I don't have money lying around. That Tosfos is on the money. That Tosfos was right on. He was spot on by the Gemara. The Gemara was spot on. I'll use money. Zero. What's going to happen? You never have money lying around. But you're going to think, oh, I can only use money. I don't have any money. No Erev this week. No Erev next week. There's never an Erev anymore. Why? Who has money lying around? Sigmar knew that. Sigmar says, no, don't use money. Only use prop. Only use pas. Pas people always have. Okay. Rabba Amar, a whole different story. Erev Mishum Dira. Erev is not because of a Kinyan, it's because of a Dira. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Shadaito shal Adam al Pito. Everybody's concerned about their bread. Bahavilahu kulu kiilu daribahu besa, and says I live over there. Why do I live there? That's where my bread is. Ve'ein b'chatzer zu el dira achas. There's only one dira. Ve'ehare kol rishus achatzer miyuchedus labayis. And the whole chatzar is really that house. What's the difference if you hold it's a kinyan or a dira? Says the Gemay ben Ayhu. Three differences. Ikke ben Ayhu, the differences are, number one, kli. What if you gave a kli? Right? What if you gave a kli? So at the end of the day, will a kinyan work? Yes. Will a dira work? No. Dira only works by food, by bread. Number two, pachas mishava pruta. You gave bread, but it's not worth anything. So will that work for a kinyan? No. Will it work for a dira? Yes. And number three, the katan. Or you gave your bread with a little boy. So for a kinyan, that will not work. But for a dira, why would that work? My son can't do a kinyan for me. He's not a bar mitzvah. But he can bring the bread over there. What's wrong with that? I'm only a Abaye l'Rabba. So Abaye says to Rabba, you know what? L'didach kasha, u'l'shmul kasha. According to both of you, I have a kasha. Right? Hatanya. It says like this. Chamisha shegavu et erevin. Five people go collect an erev. Kishehe molichin et erevin l'mokam acher. When they go somewhere else, so they're going to take the five breads and they're going to put it somewhere. Echad molich l'kulan. One goes for all five. Right? Right? We give one to all five. We give five to all one. You go put it somewhere. You want to put it in the shul? Put it wherever you want. Hu nihi de kakani vesulo. So only he's konit. How the other four get? How the other four konit? Hu nihi de kadayer vesulo. Only he lives in this house. How does this work? Says Abaye. And the kash on both of you. So the Achronim asks, so what does Abaye hold? If it's not mishum dira, and it's not mishum kinyan, what is it? So some say it's just a hecker. Nothing. So Gemara says, what kind of kasha is that? I'm going to know. Lolu didi kasha v'lo Shmuel kasha. Says Rabbi, it's not a kasha to me, it's not a kasha on Shmuel. Shlichat tekula ka'avid. Right? He's a shliach. That's all it is. Right? He's a shliach. He's your behalf. You're going on your behalf. He's all five people collect. They give it to Reuven. You take it on our behalf. They didn't show up in Reuven's house. They don't have to. Reuven's a shliach. So Reuven is a shliach. Reuven's a shliach for a kinyan. He's a shliach for the dira. It's all good. Exactly. What was the havamina? I'm not sure what the havamina was.
Did they have to make him a shliach?
I think it's implied. They're not going to go, listen, you want to be able to carry tomorrow? Please give us some bread. They go to the next door. Not Zochin. He gave me the bread. Here's the bread. Now, Baye says, well, what do you do now with the bread? We'll leave it in Reuven's house. Right? He doesn't have any kids, so no one's going to touch it. Right? We'll leave it in Reuven's house. So Baye says, well, how does that work? What do you mean, how does it work? Reuven's a shliach to everybody. So now, the next day, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar are sitting around. Ooh, where's the Erev? Don't worry about it. The Reuven took care of it. It's not a problem. Right? Amar Rabba, Amar Chama, Bar Guri, Amar Rav, Halacha Kerev Shimon. By the way, just in case you have a kasha about that, we pass like Rav Shimon. That what? We pass like Rav Shimon about the ABC. Right? Okay. Next Mishnah. Mishnah looks harder than it is. Mi Shabba Baderech. Somebody's walking on the way. V'chash chalo. And it's getting dark. V'haya makir ilan ogader. And he sees the tree. And he sees the fence over there. And he knows that from that tree to my house is 2,000 amos. But he is not near the tree. And he can't get to the tree before Shabbos. It's too far away. But he knows that from that tree to my house is 2,000 amos. He knows that. V'amar, and he says, Shivisasi tachtav. I want my residence to be under the tree. Lo amar klum. That doesn't work. The reason is, a technical reason why it doesn't work. It doesn't work because the tree's too big. The branches of a tree are more than 4 amos. So where exactly do you want to be? Where exactly do you want to rest? The end of the tree, the huge tree. So under the branches over there, it's more than 2,000 amos to your house. Over the branches over there, it's within 2,000. But you didn't say it. You weren't clear. Since you weren't clear, it doesn't work. However, Shivisasi bi'ikaro. If you say no, my shivisa is by the roots, and the Ritva says it's less than 4 amos big.
Wide,
right? Bahalech mimakom raglav ba'ad ikar alpayamama. You can walk as long as you're within 2,000 amos of the tree. You can't get to the tree before Shabbos. It's too far. Of the trunk, whatever you said.
Yes.
You can't get there before Shabbos. It's too far away. Umei karod ba'albeso alpayamama. And from the tree to your house is another 2,000. Nimtzeh comes out. Mahalech meshech hashecha arbaim alba'at alpayamama. You get 4,000 amos. How does this work? It works because you know that that's my tree. That's the boundary of my chatzar. From there to my house is 2,000 amos. I know that. I've measured it in the past. Just because I'm far away from it, so what?
Amir is good enough.
Amir is good enough as long as you know. So if you're a total stranger, right, and you wake up somewhere and you had amnesia and all of a sudden you're in that won't work. You have to know. So it's a very specific case.
You're part of the neighborhood in Shabbos?
What?
Like hotel.
Right.
Hotel's in the middle of it. I'd make an error about it.
No, no, we're not talking about that. We're talking about you're walking, you're
outside
traveling. You're traveling. You're outside the city and you're traveling. And you're trying to get back before Shabbos. You're trying very hard. That's because you know that that tree is in my tomb. You know it. Only a very specific case. You know that that tree, so for him, we allow him to say it even though he's nowhere near it.
So from here to that tree
is less than 2,000.
From
the tree to my house is another 2,000. I get 4,000. If I'm 100 miles away, I can't say this.
Yeah, but that's always, you always have 4,000.
Right.
What? The only difference is
he's
didn't make
the
air.
He's not there.
Exactly.
He's
not there.
There.
Right.
The one, so
right.
Space upon
right.
He knows what's going
exactly.
On.
It's only because he knows.
If the tree was in, let's say 2,000, it was 1,900 amos. 1,900 amos.
Yeah.
Right? So either way, he's fine. So can he say tree? Like, you know, he's not restricted because it's more than...
I don't know. I think the Gemara is going to talk about that. Im haya makir, o she'ein a baki b'halacha. Right? If you don't know, you don't know. Or you're not a baki. You don't know dafyomi. You don't know anything about Erevin. Vamar shvisasi bimkomi. My shvis will be right here. What else am I going to do? Zachin lo bimkomo apayim amalachol ruach. You get 2,000 amos from wherever you are right now. Which is why not. Right? Now, Agulos, Divir Bechini Ben Antigas. Bechini Ben Antigas says you can do it as a circle. Why? What does that mean? If you take your spot, make a circle around you, then make a box around you. If you go diagonal to the box, you get an extra 800 amos. There's a picture of it in here. It's right, an extra 800. If I go on a direct line, that'll be 2,000. But if I go diagonal, I get the box that covers the circle. That's an extra 800 amos. I get 2,800. Okay. The first sheet that said it's a circle. You get 2,000. Chamov no. Mirubas katavla mirubas. You make it into a square. Kadeshi has niska lazavis. So you gain the 800 of the corner.
Vizuhish. Which situation is
it? Same situation. You're stuck. You're nowhere's land.
The general rule.
The general rule.
So it's saying how you get your 2,000 amos.
Plus an extra 800. Right. Vizui sha'amru ha'erev ha'ani ma'arev v'raglav. And ani, we said, can go out to the place. Amru v'meir, ain't little ela ani. Only ani can do that. V'yudam, what do you mean? Echad ani v'echad asher. La'amru ma'arev ma'pata, la'haka al-asher, shal yetzil ba'arev v'raglav. We had this already. V'meir says only ani can actually go sit there for 2,000, from before Shabbos. But asher can't do that. Says everyone, why not? The only reason we said you can bring pas is you don't want to be there before Shabbos. Send someone else. If you want to go stand there before Shabbos, call a kavod. You can do that. Doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. Makes no difference. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good Shabbos.